Bring in the head honcho, the patriarch of the family, Pat Pagano. I'm not a happy man this morning, Pat.
Now what happened?
It's raining and 38 degrees.
Right, right. But it's going to move out. I mean, look at the forecast. It doesn't even include rain.
I know, but it's raining this morning, and I had to go out in 38-degree weather when it was raining. That started my day off very poorly.
Well, your day will end very nicely. When you're walking around the city, and it's going to be nice and mild, it'll be in the 50s, it'll feel very nice.
It will feel very nice, but now I look at Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the Salisbury Water Sports Association, so we need to know what the outlook is for today, tomorrow, and Thursday, and Friday.
Very important. Just need to know what the outlook is, period.
Yeah.
I mean, again, we're in the 50s today, mid-20s tonight, increasing clouds, 40 Wednesday, but then ice Wednesday night. Not pretty. We could wind up with a little bit of an ice storm here. That icy mix changes over to rain, and it ends on Thursday with highs around 45. Friday, clouds, mild, a couple of showers. No big deal. I think if they pass through, they'll probably pass through in the morning. In the afternoon, nothing. And the highs, originally, 55 to 60, then it'll get colder. We don't have any problems Friday night. No problems Saturday or Sunday as well. It'll be fair, windy, and cold. The highs over the weekend will be in the mid-30s.
All right, so now the overnight temperature for tonight, for Wednesday night, and Thursday night.
Well, tonight is mid-20s. Tomorrow night, because of the ice, it's going to be down 30, 32 degrees. Not good.
And then,
not good at all.
And then Thursday night?
Thursday night, let's see, where am I now? Thursday night. My thinking is if it clears, it's going to be cold, but I would say it's not going to be terrible. It's probably going to stay cloudy Thursday night. There may be a little bit of rain or showers. Temperatures will be in the mid-30s.
Okay. All right. They'll be fine. They can deal with that this type of weather.
I don't think it's bad. I think they're lucking out.
Yeah, they got a lot of snow saved up, and they can make snow tonight and tomorrow night and stuff. So that's good. That's excellent.
Yeah. I definitely think they're lucking out. And I think you're lucking out. Because last Tuesday, you weren't able to go to the city, remember?
Yeah.
Right. So you're lucking out. You'll be able to go to the city. You're looking forward to that? No. I don't blame you.
I consider
it, I wouldn't either.
I consider it lucking out. I don't have to go.
When you don't have to go, I hear you. Yeah. Yeah, it's just a hassle. It's not easy getting in and out. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, you drive in, you drive out. Yeah, it's you're at the mercy of who else is on the road.
Yeah. And it's you know, again, it's amazing. But I really can't say that I see the signature of a major winter storm. I don't. And I'm talking snow. You know, hefty snow. I just don't see that right now. But I am worried about tomorrow night and how icy it can get.
How much ice do you think is possible?
I would say at least a tenth. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Yeah. So I'm worried about that. But aside from that, worrying is not going to help, right?
No. No.
Right. Just not going to help.
We'll have a lot of school cancellations the next morning.
Well, yeah, that's always a problem. But other than that, I would have to say that it's a quiet pattern. I'm taking advantage of it. I really am. Because I know that it could change.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, we signed two new packages yesterday of underwriters, which was not yesterday, but over the past couple of days.
Okay.
Kent, Connecticut, the Kent Green signed on with us, which is nice. There's 26 different businesses in Kent Green. And we've got a nice package of Sharon underwriters, which joined us in the wintertime, and they're now—I mean—joined us for the holidays, and now they've extended it through the wintertime, which is nice. So the underwriters in Sharon are Dining Al Fresco, Jam Food Shop, Rick's Wine and Spirits, the Edward Wine Bar, Danica Center for Physical Therapy, and the Sharon Playhouse, and the Bargain Barn. That's nice. And the Kent underwriters that came on board, Kent Green Leasing and Management, Shanghai Chinese Restaurant, a Blonde and Shea Eye Care, a Boomerang Consignment Shop, Akazi's Pizzeria, Ace Hardware of Kent, Davis IGA in Kent as well. So nice to get those additional underwriters are joining us here, Pat.
I think that's great. I think that's very good. Very good. Thank you. Yeah, that's good. You know, that something has to pay the bills.
That's
really, when you think about it, something has to pay the bills.
That's right. Somebody does.
It's certainly not Marshall.
No. Name is Jill.
Yeah, right, exactly. But aside from that, I think most of us are kind of happy that at least we get that nice break in the cold weather. And I mean, I went out yesterday and I actually cleaned all the windows of my cars because they were just filthy dirty. I was going to wash the car.
Yeah.
And I said, well, why should I? It's going to rain Wednesday night and Thursday. So I'll just wait for the weekend. And that's what I'll do. I'll just wait for the weekend.
Well, I didn't. What did I do yesterday? Oh, I had a double physical. I had my physical therapy appointment. Then I had my trainer right after that. And so I ended up going to bed early after that. I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay.
It started at 11:30 in the morning, and then 11:30 to 12:30 was the physical therapy, and then 12:30 to about 1:30 was the trainer. So after 1:30, after the trainer left, I kind of rest back in my recliner and took it easy the rest of the day and went to bed early.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah. And I watched part of America's Got Talent last night. And then I fell asleep.
America's Got Talent.
Oh, it's such a great show. It's one of the best shows on TV.
I've never seen it. Never seen it.
You're missing a lot. The talent is phenomenal. Phenomenal. I mean, this year they're doing the champions, the show of champions. Yeah. So they're taking all the winners from London and the United States, putting them together on the stage, and now coming up with the champion of all. So a lot of the talent has already won. And I remember this one girl, she was 10 years old when she basically came up with second place in the United States, but she sang opera and she was just unbelievable at 10 years old. Well, now she's 18 and they brought her back and she did the song from Phantom of the Opera last night, and she brought the house down. She really brought the house down. But she did not win last night's round.
Who won last night?
A magician. I forgot the other one.
Magician. Come on.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, come on.
I'll tell you, some of those magicians are incredible. I find that amazing. Well, you know, it's part of the fantasy with science and everything like that. So I'm very always interested in that and how they do it. You know, like I'm amazed. I'm saying to myself, how do they do it? But I'll never know.
How does a bank robber rob a bank?
Successfully, right?
Misdirection. Just remember that.
Misdirection.
They get you thinking about something elsewhere.
So they can do
the thing they need to do.
Oh, yeah, so that's probably... There wasn't your father a magician?
No, he was a comedian.
Oh, comedian, right.
Some people would have called him a magician, the way he made alcohol disappear, but but there's another word for that as well. Sorry, Dad. Sorry, Dad, I love you. That's okay. All right, Pat, on that note, okay. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a nice trip in the city.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.